Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you on the show again. Now, I just read that you were at the match between Bega and Tathra on the weekend. How are country clubs faring with many returning after a year off?
I actually didn't get there on the weekend. I was at Wagga on the weekend.
Oh, Wagga, sorry. You're at Wagga. Yeah, okay, I've read that wrong somewhere. But anyway, you were in the bush.
Well, you're half right because I was planning to get to Bega for the Bega and Tathra game. But I finished up at Wagga where the Women's Country Championship final was played as one of the preliminary games to the Raiders and Newcastle game. So I'm heading down the south coast in a couple of weeks to make good the commitment I made to Bega. But yeah, footy in the bush is going great. Was it Tumut? Down near Daly Country a couple of weeks ago for the Tumut versus Gundagai game, which is a great match. So they're really great days, though, the big days in country footy.
Yeah, Dave, I was going to ask, how's junior footy going, junior rugby league, boys and girls? Is it something we're seeing growing every year? Or, again, even talking to Loz, he's, you know, first grade team in junior. He's obviously hasn't got a team this year. Where's junior rugby league at?
We're going great, Michael. So last week we exceeded our junior participation numbers for the 2019 year, which is a fantastic result given what happened last year. So our numbers have grown from sort of 90,000 thereabouts 5 or 6 years ago to nearly 104,000 last week. Mm-hmm. Women's participation is over 20,000 for the first time ever. Yeah. Male participation has had a little bit of a drop off in a few years prior to this year, but this year we're ahead of where we were in 2019 as well. So we've arrested a slight decline in that regard. So participation is great. The numbers are fantastic. The game couldn't be stronger. And you know, there are a couple of areas of concern in some of the regional areas. You know, there are ebbs and flows in participation numbers, sometimes caused by local economies and whether individual towns are buoyant at a particular time. And we're always sort of working hard to address those issues. But in general terms, it's fantastic. Mudgee's fantastic. Great numbers there. Wagga, great numbers there. Dubbo, Central Coast, and in some of the critical areas in the Sydney metropolitan area, all the numbers are up. So that's fantastic news for our game.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Dave, what's the... Yeah, you know, the biggest sort of challenge you've found, because no doubt COVID had an impact with some communities, but every sort of group has their different challenges, don't they? They're not all the same.
Yeah, they do, Loz. And in some of the regional areas, one of the biggest challenges is travelling distances for games. You know, and people are required to get in cars and drive really significant distances to play a game of footy. And one of the things we've done this year to address that is that we're funding bus travel for to and from games for anybody that's got to travel more than 150 km to get to a game. And so hopefully that takes a bit of load off parents getting children to game and off senior players getting to and from games, and it hopefully makes our roads a little bit safer as well. So there's a whole lot of different challenges, and the challenges are different in every area. There's no sort of one-size-fits-all solution for how you address those things.
Dave, you mentioned the game in Wagga the other day. How important is that for the NRL to continue to take as many games as they can to the country?
Well, really important. If nothing else, Michael, it shows regional people that we care.
Yeah.
And that we want to engage with them and we want to be in contact with them. You know, a place like Wagga is particularly important because Wagga is a town, as Loz would well know, where AFL is reasonably strong, not as strong as rugby league. But, you know, there are areas that you can't let people forget how much you do care about them and how much you care about the game.
Dave, what about competitions at the junior level? Because everyone sort of says, oh, one of the reasons why our kids don't play sport is because of the size and, you know, the differences between, you've got a 12-year-old that's big and a 12-year-old that's small. Have we got competitions for kids that, you know, struggle, that aren't that big, that want to play rugby league, but they're a bit unsure of themselves coming up against some of the bigger kids in their age group?
Yeah, well, so we offer a whole lot of different forms of the game, Loz, and the size of players is not a problem everywhere. It's certainly a problem in some areas of the game, but you know, there's plenty of ways around that. For instance, nine-a-side rugby league is a form of the game where you still have contact, but where size is really taken out of the equation, because the sort of little quick kids are the ones who are good at that, as opposed to the larger kids. And but you know, there's tag options, there's touch options, there's a whole lot of different options for people to play, you know, whatever form of the game they're comfortable playing. And that's what, as an organisation, that's what we encourage people to do, play whatever form of the game they want to play for, you know, for as long as we can keep them playing it.
There's still, Dave, like, I guess clubs, like the fact that Junee's not playing in Group 9, I know that Blaney and Oberon out of Group 10, so there are a lot of challenges still. How do we get those clubs back and back amongst, you know, particularly that top grade level in the bush?
So Blaney and Oberon is an interesting case. So what we're doing in that area is that we're introducing a Premier League competition in Western New South Wales, and also a championship competition. So Blaney and Oberon probably have trouble competing against some of the larger towns in Western New South Wales, you know, the Bathursts, the Mudgies in those competitions. And so the answer for that is, let's not compete against them. Let's put them in a competition where the standard is still good, but where they can compete against, you know, on a basis which they're very competitive. And so in Western New South Wales, we're effectively having a Premier League competition that takes teams from Group 10, which is Bathurst and Orange around there, and Group 11 around Dubbo, and pitting them against each other, and then taking the smaller towns, you know, perhaps the Blaneys, the Oberons, the Cowras, maybe Narromine, places like that, and pitting them against each other as well. And so the end result of that, we're really confident, will be sustainable competition for all of those places, and to have those places be able to play a reasonable standard of rugby league at the level that they can compete at.
Is this looking to basically be put into play, say, for next season?
It is. So we've already announced that for 2022, that will be the structure. And we're in a process of consultation with all of those clubs at the moment, just to explain what it will look like.
Dave, what's your take on where the NRL sits now in the expansion? Do you think there's room for another team? And are you disappointed that the talk at the moment is, you know, that team's coming out of Queensland and not New South Wales?
Oh, well, I think, I mean, if you're reading the tea leaves, it sounds, you know, like you'd be reasonably confident that there would be a 17th team, Michael, and it would be in Queensland. And I think, you know, I think it'd be difficult for anyone from New South Wales to argue that we need another team in New South Wales when there's so many teams in New South Wales already. So, you know, I'm all in favour of making the game stronger and solidifying it in markets where it needs to be solidified. Brisbane's one of those, I think. So, I mean, I'll leave it. I'll defer to the likes of Laurie Daly and others to tell me about whether there's enough depth of talent. But from a business point of view, I think it'll work pretty well.
Yeah. Dave, big weekend for the New South Wales Rugby League. You've got that massive City Country weekend at Bankwest Stadium and Shell Harbour. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, most people see the big weekends in Brisbane with the Magic Weekend, but it's actually at Bankwest where we've reintroduced the city country concept, or as Laurie Daly would say, the country city
concept. Yes.
so what we've been able to do is that, because of the last few years, the Laurie Daly Cup and the Andrew Johns Cup have proceeded so successfully, we've developed a real sort of pathway for talent in regional New South Wales, and we're in a position now where the guys that play in those competitions can compete really effectively against their metropolitan counterparts. So on Saturday at Bankwest Stadium, Country Under 16s will be playing City Under 16s. We'll be doing the same in the Under 18s. And then the women will be playing a City Country match, which will effectively be a selection trial for our State of Origin game. So that's a fantastic day at Bankwest, and you know, a real thrill for all of those people to get to play in a stadium like Bankwest, you know, and a real reward for the great season so far. And then on Sunday, down in the Illawarra, we've got the Steel City Challenge between Illawarra and Newcastle. and an open age competition, an open age game between country and city. The city team will be picked from Ron Messi Cup players, and the country team from everybody else except Illawarra and Newcastle. So that's a great weekend of footy and a real celebration of the game across the whole state.
Now, this Parramatta story, excuse me, the fact that, you know, players were played New South Wales Cup and, you know, then compromising their ability to play in the Magic Round this weekend. I mean, the impact, therefore, that this bubble's having just on the New South Wales Cup, but are you going to have to potentially, you know, I guess, put the season on hold this weekend? I mean, what's the impact been?
Well, we got through last weekend okay. There's about 100 or so players from the NRL competition that play in our competition. So when they don't play, the impact is significant. I don't think we're going to have to put it on hold. I mean, we've only had two infections in the last week. You'd have to be reasonably confident that whatever restrictions apply at the moment will be removed fairly shortly. You know, fingers crossed about nothing further going wrong. So I think we'll get through this weekend okay, and then, you know, hopefully the rest of the season without incident as well.
How's preparations for Origin looking?
Oh, looking very good, as they always do, Loz, this time of year. Everyone's getting really excited about that. So some of our Origin staff will be in the office over the next couple of days with some of the young guys from the City Country team doing some work with them. So they've got plenty of interesting things to talk about, and you know, so many really exciting young players available for selection in New South Wales this year. So you know, we've got every reason to be very confident we'll have a good year.
Well, Dave, really good to talk to you, mate. Good to catch up. And, we'll chat soon, no doubt.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.